#3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSTF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Kamwili royal family mourns UPND councillor Thomas Piri. Njovu cautions UPND against fighting the Catholic Church. In international headlines, at least 30 killed in an attack on Nigerian village. And in sports, Amorim sacked by Man United after 14 months in charge. And now the news in detail. The Kambwili royal family of Muchinda chiefdom has expressed deep sorrow following the death of UPND Muchinda ward councillor Thomas Piri, describing his passing as a significant loss to the community, Serenja district and the nation at large. Speaking on behalf of the royal establishment, Mr. Chisenga Kunda conveyed heartfelt condolences to His Excellency President Harende Hichilema and the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the people of Muchinda ward. Mr. Kunda says the Kambwili royal family is deeply saddened by the passing of Councillor Thomas Piri, who was a dedicated and humble public servant. He says Mr. Piri worked closely with traditional leadership and other stakeholders to advance development in Muchinda ward. Mr. Kunda noted that during his tenure, Mr. Piri, the ward recorded notable development milestones, including the construction of the Luombwa Bridge, grading of feeder roads, and the establishment of Muli Lima Clinic.
Ari muntu wa kuitwa wa mwita wangu wa atabuka uyu mwana ari bombere bwino kasi muri situlela kwebe na Muchinda kwepo mwa kateka wesu ba president akaide chirema kasi fwena Muchinda na tushe mbalo mbele yotu watilo kwewa tukonka nyepo ukubomba no mteko wesu wa UPND kashi mwa Muchinda tulewa ipeko kwewa tupele futu mwana wesu wa president utu wala bomba na kwe wakati anga konka nyako umulimo uwa shire umu ya shikanzela mwano wale umu kwa mwano wale pero mchinshi mfumu mwano wale bomba ni mfumu wino wino pari chituliaba kulira sana mwefwena Muchinda panduwa yeto huya ndanshi.
Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu has cautioned the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, against fighting the Catholic Church, saying the summoning of Archbishop Alec Banda for questioning amounts to summoning the entire church. Mr. Njovu has argued that the church, which supported President Hakainde Hichilema during his treason trial, will speak for him when he is out of power in August 2026. Meanwhile, the UPND government has justified Bishop Banda's probe, stating that it is a routine law enforcement process targeting an individual and not the church. Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwimbo emphasizes that accountability processes should proceed without creating unnecessary tension. But the Catholic Church has also expressed concern, alleging persecution and urging prayer and unity in line with President Hichilema's New Year's message. A civil rights activist says it is unfortunate that the United Party for National Development, UPND, under President Hakainde Hichilema, who once underwent political victimization, has resorted to taking the route of victimizing others like Archbishop Alec Banda. Brebner Changala says it has been over 4 years since the UPND came into power, and the matter of the Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA motor vehicles was a matter that was tackled in court and certain people were indicated. Mr. Changala says Archbishop Alec Banda has never worked for ZRA and has never bought a motor vehicle from ZRA and is just a mere recipient of the vehicle in question, somewhere President Hichilema is giving away cash to the churches. He says the government is giving huge amounts of money to churches which they never did in opposition and has probably been earned using their positions and trying to buy loyalty from the church.
It's a pity that the UPND under Mr. Akainde Hichilema, who went through this kind of harassment, could come and live that life in real time to persecute those they don't agree with. First and foremost, we must agree that it has been 4 years plus since UPND came to power. And the matter of the ZRA motor vehicle was a matter of court, and certain people were indicted. And the other fact is that Dr. Eric Banda has never worked for ZRA. Dr. Eric Banda never bought a motor vehicle from ZRA. Dr. Eric Banda is a recipient of a gift, just like UPND today is giving out cash to the churches.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has noted the need to utilize public resources prudently to enable the 2026 national budget benefit the ordinary citizens. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Dodia has also called for mechanisms to be put in place to curb the misuse of public resources through the use of electronics and communication technology. He has further called for a strengthened governance structure to ensure accountability and transparency in governance systems. Mr. Dodia has bemoaned the weak governance system in parastatals that is causing them to perform poorly, thereby undermining the economy.
If you look at the large parastatal companies that we run, in many of these institutions, the chief executive officer is appointed by the President of the Republic, and the board is appointed by the line ministry. But if the CEOs are being appointed by the President, you put in place a conflict where the CEO feels he's answerable to the head of state, not to the board which is supposed to supervise him. So these are just obvious governance weaknesses that I think we see, but we seem to prefer to politicize these positions, and because we politicize them, we find that our parastatals are doing very poorly. And then we start to blame, to say, no, we can't do these things properly, we need to privatize, and we end up undermining our own economy. And one area where we have done such a thing is in energy.
Chief Mapanza of Choma District has called on the government to establish a skills training centre in Mapanza Chiefdom to improve opportunities for out-of-school youth. The chief says the absence of training institutions has left many young people idle and vulnerable to social vices. He says some of the children are indulging in alcohol and drug abuse because they have no skills to keep them productive. He explains that the chiefdom has identified Dundwa Agricultural Camp as a suitable site for the proposed centre. The facility previously operated as an agricultural training centre but has remained neglected for over 26 years. And Southern Province Permanent Secretary Namani Monze says the government is committed to revamping Dundwa Agriculture Camp into a sustainable chiefdom enterprise. Now, business executive and Munali parliamentary aspirant Bizwa Omutale has expressed concern and sympathy for the residents of Mtendere East following the destruction caused by recent heavy rains. Ms. Samtale says the floods have severely affected homes, livelihoods and basic living conditions, leaving many families facing significant losses. He conveyed his solidarity with the affected community, acknowledging the hardships they are currently enduring. And in response to the situation, Mr. Mutale has appealed to the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, alongside cooperating partners to urgently step in and provide relief assistance to displaced and affected residents. Looking ahead, Mr. Mtale outlined key priorities he intends to champion under his leadership. Among them is the improvement of drainage systems in flood-prone areas. He has pledged to work closely with relevant government agencies to upgrade and properly maintain drainage infrastructure, noting that such investments is essential to reducing future